Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai, Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Sri Swarup Brahmananda Ki Jai, Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishva Varenya Srila Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Vimalavadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. Yes, some question?
Question from Priya Krishna Didi. Maharaj, could you please explain the second principle of Sharanagati, rejecting those things that are unfavorable to our spiritual practice? How can we, with our limited minds, distinguish what is favorable and what is not? What shall we see as a challenge and what can destroy our faith? What exactly is considered to be dangerous in our daily personal experience?
Yes, so the beginning point, or what's alluded to in this question, is that it's not some self-ascribed criteria about what we think is favorable or unfavorable. Krishnanushilana Sangha, Krishnanushilana. What is favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness? That the reference shall always be Sadhu Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. That's where the criterion comes from. Not that we're just told, oh, and you personally, you'll decide what is favorable and what is unfavorable. You say, we're not qualified to make that assessment or that judgment. So we have to become familiar with the order of guru, the advice of the sadhus, what's in the scriptures, sadhu shastra guru Vaishnav, like that. And one place, Srila Prabhupada referred to this as spiritual intelligence, just as we refer to intelligence as the discriminating factor. But again, just generic intelligence, deciding on some relative criterion what is perceived as being in one's self-interest and deemed favorable or unfavorable to that. That's not the case here. So he said, develop spiritual intelligence means through hearing, learning to see through hearing, as we said, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja Ase Shrutekshita Pato Nanu Nata Pungsang Shruta Ikshita means seeing through hearing. And hearing means, Shruti is synonymous with Veda, what is to be known, what is descending from the upper world into this world. So we look at the statements, Vaishnavas in the scripture, we see Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnavachar. And the first step in pursuing Vaishnava culture, Asat Sangha Tyag, giving up bad association. bad association. What does that mean? People who are not nice? Oh, people might be very nice, but they could still be bad association. Right? Who are, see this world as all in all. And they're like in the words of Prahlad Maharaj, Matirna Krishne Paratak Svatova Mitopi Padyeta Grihavratanam. They have an avowed interest in perpetuating their existence in the world of mortality. In a world that everyone, that is universally acknowledged as being the mortal world. Everyone and everything here is dying. Trying to figure out some way to live in the mortal world eternally, perpetually. That's why it's an asuric outlook, whether observed in Hiranyakashipu or in the scientism, where people think through, you know, better living through chemistry, that science or technology will allow them to live perpetually or as long as possible in the world of mortality. Grihavrata. Vrat means a vow. So it implies those who they want to marry themselves to the world, we can say. That sort of marriage. So, not interested in spiritual culture. So, some of this is dealt with by Rupa Goswami and the Upadeshamritam. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha jana sangas chaloryam cha sadbir bhaktir vinashati. Mentions the things that ruin devotional aspiration. Atyahara mean like can be mean overeating or over accumulating. Accumulating what is unnecessary. Right? So from on a physical perspective, it means eating unnecessarily. But another way to look at it is accumulating, acquiring, controlling, consuming things that are lower than oneself, the subject, things that are from the objective world, thinking that by that accumulation, control, and consumption, that I'll find fulfillment. The inverse, what desirable, sadhu sangha satovare, Srila Guru Maharaj saying, associating with those who are in the same line of pursuit, and by this we mean Krishna consciousness specifically, and who are superiorly experienced, evolved, developed, reliable, proceeding under their guidance. It's like a child, they do not understand what is beneficial for them and what is potentially harmful. So sometimes they're given blanket prescriptions and prohibitions, like don't talk to strangers or don't do this or don't do this. It's based upon an assumption that they don't have the discriminating factor to understand what's good, what's bad, who's a good person, who's an evil person. So it's similar. It's mentioned also in the Bhagavatam. Paroksha bhata bedoyam balanam anushasanam. How shall instruction be given? The way you teach a child. Which means incrementally, grade by grade. Not that the full truth expressed in all its detail at once, but gradually, as the poet Emily Dickinson said, the truth shall dazzle gradually, lest all men be blind. So, in time, under the guidance of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav, one should become acquainted with what is favorable and unfavorable, desirable and undesirable. By superior association, our ability to assess the value of things shall improve. But this, our system is always to make this sort of reference, and we're assessing the value of something to refer to Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav and judge it from that point of view, not our own individual preferences, acquired prejudice, tendencies that we've gathered on our sojourn and the world of misconception. Just as Srila Gurudev, he once said, a good man and a good devotee are different things. We're interested in theistic culture, devotional culture, specifically the culture of Krishna consciousness. So to ensure our safety and avoid misreading people and situations, we take guidance from the superior Vaishnavas about what is desirable, what is not desirable, what is favorable, what is unfavorable. Just as once Srila Guru Maharaj, his good friend was Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, my own predilection, he's wants to spend the maximum amount of time chanting Krishna Nam. And Guru Maharaj, in that time, he is in what Guru Maharaj describes as the jungles of Baliati village in East Bengal, or what's now Bangladesh. And Srila Guru Maharaj was managing the Delhi center. And Babaji Maharaj attained a lakh of Krishna Nam every day, 64 rounds. And Guru Maharaj is managing this temple. And Guru Maharaj wrote to Saraswati Thakur, I'm thinking of asking him to join me here in service in the Delhi Mat. But he wanted to ask Saraswati Thakur's permission, because some might say, well, he's taking a lakh of Krishna Nam every day, and then Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu says, no, I won't accept offerings from the hand of someone who doesn't chant a lakh. Many things could be said. Guru Maharaj is asking Saraswati Thakur what his opinion is. Should I take him away from that Nam chant, the Sankirtan in the jungle of Baliati, the lakh of rounds of Krishna Nam, the 64 rounds a day, and engage him in the Delhi Mat, or let him stay there? What is your advice to me? And Saraswati Thakur said, if you will call him and engage him in service in the Deli Mat, you will be his real friend. You will be doing friendly service to him. Because I don't recognize that counting beads, he didn't say taking the holy name, he said counting beads in the jungle of Baliyati is Krishnanushilana. It's favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness. So we'd say, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, he's not referring to their Krishna Nam taking as counting beads. In this instance, he used that expression. And he's saying, so what this appears to be favorable. I don't recognize that as being favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness. Bring him to the Deli Mat and engage him in service there. That'll be good for him. So that sort of determination comes from the higher Vaishnava. A neophyte is likely to misread that situation, misjudge, misunderstand what is substantial and what is not. So we always want to take guidance. We're afraid. We think that by coming under the influence Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnava, that we will somehow lose ourselves. We'll become empty. Rather, we shall become full. And Srila Guru says, the Brahmins, since ancient times, the Rig Veda mantram, one of the originals, Rig Veda is the original religious book in the world, and the Rig Veda mantram, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Suraya Deviva Chakshur Atatam Vishnu Yad Yadat Paramam, I forget. Vishnu Yad Paramam Tada, something. They're saying, before they do anything, they're invoking the lotus feet of Vishnu, saying, your lotus feet, they're like a sun in the sky, illuminating everything. They can see. Angani asya sakalendriya vrittimanti pushyanti panti kalayanti charanjaganti ananda sadujvala vigrahasya govinda maripurusham tambahamajani. They're saying, your lotus feet, they can see. That's the least aspect of the Lord. But they can see everything, and they're shining above us like the sun, illuminating everything. So whatever activity we're now undertaking, let us undertake this activity under the illumination of your holy lotus feet. So they always want to move in that light, in the light of revealed truth. Yes.
What is the conception of miracle in our line? What usually is taken to be wonder anywhere else, God speaking to his devotee, seems like normal now. Dostoevsky's great inquisitor also mentioned that the Lord himself didn't want to use miracles to amaze and in a such a way to enslave a soul, but wanted free love from it. So what are the miracles? And who needs them? And why do we want them?
Well, as alluded to in this question, therefore, foolish people, faithless people, rather than sakala chariyabhai shraddha devir gunagai. Told, give up all these other things and sing the glories of shraddha, faith. Shraddha shabde vishvasa kohe Sudrita Nishtroy Krishna Koile Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Faith really means if I'm sincere in offering myself to Krishna, to divinity, then like in the Sharanagati, everything will be achieved by that. But people, they want miracles. They want, in the sense, they want some objective confirmation of what is purely subjective. So that no faith is required. Right? There's evidence, right? Conventional evidence. Like a few years back, on the internet, there's a picture, a NASA photograph of the bridge from the southern tip of India to Sri Lanka. So then they're going to believe what's in the Ramayana. But then when someone comes a little bit later and say, oh no, that it's not that, then your faith is finished. Say, no, it's not, we got another photograph, or we look more carefully at something else. Then no faith. Okay. So when we read Ramayana and we hear the pastimes of Ramachandra, we don't need a NASA photograph for that. And we're confined, imprisoned, as it were, in time and space. And we want to measure the infinite with the consensus standards we've accepted to navigate the limited world. So we want to try and measure the infinite by finite standards. And when the infinite exceeds finite standards, we're bewildered to the point of disbelief, doubt and disbelief. And particularly, muhyanti atsuraya, even the gods, when Krishna, the infinite, Vaikuntha, brings the Vaikuntha world down into this plane of Prakriti Lila, to what appears to be mundane but is not. That's particularly bewildering. How the infinite can move amongst the finite as though he is one of them. I think it is a failure of imagination. So Srila Jiva Goswami is saying one of the basic principles of theistic culture is achintya shakti, attributing inconceivable power, potency, to divinity. Mm-hmm. So even in the finer aspects of what have become Western religion, but as a footnote, all religion comes from the East. It's only entered the Western world in time, but actually religion comes from the East. Not only the East, it comes from India. Like every country or culture has some contribution they make. One of India's contributions is religion. The other one is philosophy. And then there are other things. But even in the so-called Western religions, it's the need for the display of miracles to verify or establish faith is looked down upon as it should be. So we know the story of Narada, the Brahmin and the cobbler. When they see Narada and understand he's going to Vaikuntha, the Brahmin and the cobbler ask the Lord, how many days do I have left in the material world? Narada Muni goes to Vaikuntha and he sees the Lord. And after their discussion, he said there was a cobbler, which means in this context, a low class person and a high class Brahmin. And they're both interested to know how long they'll remain, how many more lifetimes or how many days remain for them in the material world. And Vishnu said, for the cobbler, he's coming back to home, back to Godhead at the end of this lifetime. The Brahman, however, I'm afraid, may be living many more lifetimes. You know, you can tell them that. Oh, and when you do, one other, if they ask you what I was doing when you met me, you can say, I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Narada, yes. Then he returned. They say, oh, Narada, you saw the Lord. Yes. And what did he say? He said, well, for you, my dear cobbler, this is your last lifetime in the world, and you'll be going back to Godhead. And, oh, how wonderful. And the Brahmin, I'm afraid, he's saying, you're going to be here for many more lifetimes. And the Brahmin, what? What was our Lord doing when you met him? He said, oh, at that time he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. He said, you've not seen the Lord. You didn't go to Vaikuntha, you haven't seen it. This is bogus, nonsense. So he dismissed that. But Narada, see, the cobbler, he's smiling. He's saying, you don't doubt that? You don't dismiss it out of hand? You think, oh no, my Lord is so great. But how can you digest this sort of concept? And he's saying, well, just like in a banyan tree, there's the tiny small seed, but in that, from that small seed, the giant banyan tree comes out. So if he can put a giant banyan tree into a small seed, then how easy it is for him to thread an elephant through the eye of a needle. That's seeing with the eyes of faith. He's not a Brahman, he's not all, you know, have all the Brahminical qualifications, not a scholar, philosopher, all these things, but he has faith in his heart. So it's easy for him to understand, no problem. Charl is also a quality, simple-hearted. Whereas, and there are many slokas on this theme, that sat karma, nipano, mantra, tantra, visharana. Anyway, and others. Aho bhata swapacho tagariyan, yad jivagre namatubhyam. But there are some others I can't think of. But they're on this general theme that even if one is Brahminically qualified, but is not a devotee, what is the good of that? Whereas if someone is relatively unqualified, but they have faith and devotion, then they're in the desirable position. So they don't, they're not suspicious of the inconceivable potency of the Lord and his inconceivable pastimes and everything like that. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavyed Graham Indiye. Nam Adi means Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, all beyond the grasp of the mind and the intellect. What is observable? Sevan Mukhe Hijavaro Shaime Vasportida. But through Seva, then the infinite may consent to reveal himself to the finite. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedayana bahuna srutena tam evaisha vrinute tena labhyas tashaisha atma vivrinute tanum swam. He reveals himself to whom, through whom he chooses. That's Krishna's prerogative. So then what about our side? Guru Maharaj consistently describes our side as the negative side. It means who is in want. And through humility and submission, service, that attracts the positive to the negative. Whereas the assertion of mental prowess, intellectual capacity, that's repulsive. To the supreme positive. Yes, any other question?
We have online question from Vasudev Prabhu. We know that from the turning of the ocean.
Once I think when Srila Prabhupada, there are these bogus gurus deceiving people with so-called miracles, just magician tricks. And Prabhupada would say that what was a miracle was converting all the boys and girls of the Krishna consciousness movement into devotees. He said, that is a miracle. Yeah. And it's that Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. That pure devotion is so potent, even a drop of this divine substance in the heart of a finite being is capable of capturing Krishna. That's a miracle. Not all this CGI stuff.
Online question from Vasudev Prabhu. We know that from the churning of the milk ocean, Lakshmi Devi appeared. Mm-hmm. What was the position of this great devotee, Lakshmi Devi, in Guru Maharaja's opinion?
Well, Guru Maharaj connects this pastime to Madhura Rasa, revealing that that is the ultimate nectarine substance. So then Lakshmi Devi must be there. Because sometimes referred to as the goddess of fortune. But just as the very concept of Amrita itself needs defining, is on its most superficial level, and it's all immortality. Why do the Asuras want that? They want to live forever in the mortal world. So that's just not going to work. Because the world itself has an expiration date on it. So, but, so is that needs defining? Also, fortune. So the goddess of fortune. On the most superficial level, people, they think if they worship Lakshmi Devi, they will get wealth. But what is wealth? What does it mean? Like money? You'll see posters in India and they show Lakshmi Devi with more, and out of one palm, like gold coins are coming. You know, Kruger rounds or Canadian maple leaves or varieties of gold coins. Like, should we really think this is what Lakshmi Devi is? That is her concern, is the distribution of gold coins to various people. Like, and that, what kind of a deal is that? You offer a stick of incense and then you get a gold coin? Okay. Goddess of fortune. And what is the ultimate fortune that she can bestow? So it means we'll have to take Lakshmi Devi to her highest conception. Yad vanchana sri lalana charatapo vihaya kaman suchitam dridham brita. Suchiram dridham dridham brita. Speaking of vrata, she did austerities in the tapovan. Means the forest where you do austerities. That's where they always go. Obviously, that's another thing. Why, what's the point of doing austerities at like the Kumbh Mela? On camera, you know, setting up a stand. That's not described anywhere. They're in the Tapovan. They go, they leave civilization altogether, people altogether, and then in the depths of the forest, do some austerity. Not on camera. We're in the Kali Yuga. Whereas like Gurudev, when he met those yogis, one's reportedly 300 years old, one is 500 years old. See, the one who's 300, talked to him for some time, gave him a little donation. When he goes to see the 500-year-old yogi, when that yogi understands that he also met the 300-year-old yogi, saying, he's just a kid. He's a boy. He got here recently. I mean, if we take this all true, then he was there 200 years before this kid showed up, who's now been there 300 years. But he's saying, so the ego of like competitive austerities, this kind of thing. So it's humorous on some level. So that goddess of fortune, who herself is aspiring, what does she think is of supreme value, is also this substance, Madhura Rasa. The moon came out too, Chandravangsha. Every single one of these things, if you connect them, or if you view them in terms of their highest level of expression, has connection with Madhura Rasa. So the same thing. So that's the good fortune that she is capable of bestowing. So in other places, Srimati Radharani is known as, you know, Mahalakshmi. Again, in Brahma Sangita, Ananda Chinmaya Sudujvala Vigrahasya. No, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis tabiri eva nijarupataya kalavi. Has Krishna nijarupataya kala? Krishna has all these extensions, expansions. Srimati Radharani has so many expansions and extensions. Sri Jai Sri. Sri, what are her names? Sri Padma, Kamala, Lokamata, different names of Lakshmi Devi. Jai Sri, Srimati Radharani. So all of this, it's a system meant to take one towards the center. That's centripetal, right? Everything moving in such a way as to take one towards the absolute center. Any other question?
About previous question, Guru Maharaj says that experience comes when we are lost and healthy position is when we are acting on the plane of faith. Can you comment on
what
this?
What was that? Experience?
Experience.
I didn't hear the first part.
That experience comes when we are lost.
When experience comes when one is lost?
Yes, lost. Lost doesn't know what to do and so on.
The Lord doesn't know what to do?
Not Lord, the practitioner.
Oh. Does someone else understand this? I don't understand.
I think it was meant that when someone is confused, then experience comes.
And some miracle of maybe. And healthy position is to act on the plane of faith.
But by experience, you mean like, what does that mean?
I think that like kind of self-development, some useful experience comes when someone is in a position of...
I think Oscar Wilde says this, not Gomez, says that men call their mistakes experience. Like that's a popular saying. You make some mistake and say, it was a learning experience. It's become a cliche. But, I mean, there, you know, in every cliche, there's some element of truth. But what is the point being made here? So we're saying, you make mistakes and that's a learning experience, and then what?
I understand that part that if somebody doesn't know what to do, then he may see some miracle or something like that. But
get a miracle.
Yes, but...
He makes a big mistake based on their foolishness, then a miracle comes. Then we should all make mistakes as soon as possible. Become confused, make mistakes, and experience a miracle. I mean, these words are a little throwing me off a little bit, maybe the way it's being expressed. But maybe a more generous way to look at this is to say, as we become fallen, Krishna becomes more merciful. How about that? The word miracle is subjective anyway. Right? So I don't want to use the word miracle because it's almost synonymous with like magic. Right? But what we can say is as the jiva soul, they make mistakes, and become fallen, sometimes more and more fallen. Krishna becomes more and more merciful. That we can say. So, Kaler Doshini De Rajan Asti Eko Mahaguna. In Kali Yuga, Doshini De. There's an ocean of things gone wrong. The level of what's wrong or fault is oceanic in magnitude. But then it says, asti heko mahagunaha. But there's one great quality of this age that cancels all the inauspiciousness. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. So, nam sankirtan, preaching Krishna consciousness. We're relieved. Mukta sangha means from the bad things, bad association, the mistakes that we've made. They're all canceled and parambrajet and given entrance into the positive domain. There's also, I mean, to give credence to what I think is being said here, the again, a cliche, and that failure is the pillar of success. Or Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they like to quote one, I think the Vedic aphorism is, when you fall down onto the ground, it's with the help of the ground that you lift yourself back up. So, is something like flying or frying? It's okay now. So, yes, you know, Brahma, Pramada, Viparlipsha, Karna, Patava. To err is human. So when Guru Maharaj pursues this theme, he's saying, to error is human, and to error is inevitable for all, not being perfect. So we acknowledge that we're imperfect and prone to error. That's the situation we're in. But then he says something interesting, and there's a seed of hope in this when he says that but there is an element within us that seeks perfection. So this is very peculiar. To err is human, to err is inevitable for all being not perfect. But, and knowing all that, everyone knows that. It's a universally acknowledged principle. But there's this element within us that seeks perfection in the midst of all this imperfection. Why is that? And Guru Maharaj further says, and if it was something you could achieve on your own or by yourself, you would have it by now. But that in the midst of continued imperfection, that we're seeking perfection and not achieving that means it has to itself bring us in connection by its own power, the infinite making itself known to the finite, the perfect, the perfect revealing itself to the imperfect. He said, what's the agency for that sort of revelation? He said, this makes room for the guru or the guide who is the agent for revelation of the perfect. So, in one of his purports in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, perhaps it's in the fourth chapter, he said, when one sees that material existence is a constant source of perplexity at every step, and we can add to that, a never-ending series of humiliation, he said, it behooves such a person to approach a spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. Right, so this is in the 11th canto, the Navayoga energy. And so, what should you do? Tasmat gurum, you should get guru, and what shall you inquire from guru? Jigyasu shreya uttamam. Find out what is ultimately beneficial for you. What is in your ultimate interest, not your relative, immediate interest, apparent interest, but what is in your actual ultimate interest. Jigyasu sveutam, shabde pare chanishnaktam brahmanupasam ashrayam. From that person who's completely taken shelter, has deep faith, conviction, and Shabda Brahma, divine sound, which is the medium of spiritual revelation. Anything else?
Sometimes saints dedicate their poetry to a particular deity, like Sri Gopinath or Sri Giriraj. What is the reason for such affinity to the particular deity, or vice versa, of the deity to the person whom he chooses?
Devotion. Ye yatamam prapadyate, prapadyante tangstayva bhajamyaham. Krishna's reciprocating the heart of the devotee. So they find, as Guru Maharaj once said, all phases of the infinite are infinite. Krishna is showing supreme divine personality in so many different ways, and those devotees find some particular aspect appealing to them. And so they're offering praise with specific names. It's not random. As I'll be told, the Gopina, and some of it's related to, it's always devotion, but like in the case of Madhavendra Puri and Gopina, deity's name was Gopinath, but because of the devotion of Madhavendra Puri, in recognition of that, the deity stole the kheer and for Madhavendra Puri and became known in time as Kheer Chor Gopinath. As the other deity Gopal, who Sakshi Gopal, who became a witness for that devotee. Madan Mohan, Sambandha Gyan, showing that Krishna conception has the ability to break the stranglehold that Eros has on the heart of the conditioned soul. Everyone is bewildered by Cupid, Eros. And here, Madan. Madan Mohan means Krishna. Krishna's beauty and the conception of Krishna is so beautiful that it can break the stranglehold that Eros has, which is the pivoting principle of material existence, the driving force of material existence. So We told each name, Gandharva, Gandharvika, Giridhari. They all have, there are some obvious meanings of these names, and then some things that are not so obvious. So in time, when we become acquainted with the prayers of these devotees, then by their grace it may be revealed to us why they addressed Krishna by a particular name. Like Gurudev explaining one sloka from the Bhagavad Gita. It's mam hi partha vyapasritya ye pishu papayonio striyo vaisha tata shudras te piyanti param gatim. Saying even the lowest and most unqualified can take shelter of me and achieve, gain entrance into my divine abode and pastimes. But Gurudev, why Krishna is addressing Arjuna here as Partha? You know, in one place, Dhananjaya, this different names. Why here Partha when he's talking on this subject matter? Say, if there's some fault or disqualification, they, why? Because that means the son of Preeti means Kunti Devi. So there's some allusion to the background of the birth of Arjuna, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Nakul, Sahadev. Saying if there is some fault, Partha, Gurudev can understand these subtle things. But that is also mentioned, we heard, by the grace of Nisringa Chaitanya Prabhu, the 11th canto sloka, where it says the preferred method of revelation is, how shall we say, inference. What is implied that allows the conversation to remain polite and dignified as it should be, and dealing with higher, deeper truth, feelings, emotions. That's why we have acharyas to extract the inner meaning. When Vishwanath said, then the Braja Gopis, when they're inquiring from Uddhava about Krishna, who's now in Mathura, they're concealing their own position for the most part and saying, does he miss his mother and father? And his friends, the cow, and his cows, does he miss them? And the Jamuna, and they're mentioning all these, as they say, Nanda Yashoda, Sridham, Subal, and the cows, and his favorite places in Vrindavan. Then after all that, they say, does he ever remember us? Sometimes. So if we want to get some insight into these things, then we'll have to proceed very slowly, very cautiously, and with great, you know, admiration, respect, admiration, and affection. not simply a matter of identifying, indicating something, and then we'll feel that. As Srila Guru Maharaj, one of his aphorisms, the repetition of sensation is not experience. It has to be realization. Shraddhanbhuto anushranaya dattavarnayeja. So if we faithfully, carefully hear these things, and if it's the will of Krishna, he may reveal something. His primary method of revelation is through the heartfelt expressions of his substantial devotees. So we'll see if they refer to Krishna by some particular name. It's not random or accidental. There's a reason for that. Even when Arjuna says in the Gita that says, "O Govinda, I will not fight." Well, he could have said so many other names. Then, if you look, then Samacharja, they'll give some. Because Prabhupada will say, maybe in the line of Balaji, "Oh, his senses are drying up, and Govinda is the one who fulfills it." So, "Oh, Govinda." We know when Draupadi is being disrobed, she's calling different names of Krishna. She's trying to keep her and calling out. And it appears as if her prayer is not being heard, or Krishna's at least delayed and reciprocating. But she's, with her own power, she's calling out to Krishna, but she's still trying to hold the cloth. But when she gives up and raises both hands and says, "Hey, Gopi Jana Balava," she addresses him as the lover of the gopis, then Krishna responds. So many things have to be considered. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana vandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Chai Gosai Dharmui Taro Das. Kansa Bara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Janame Janame More Abhilas. Echai Gochai Jabe Braje Koilobas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Harinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraja Kachar Justice Terrors of the Sri Srimad Shula Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishva Varenya Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Satir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.